This is the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Now, here's your host, Bob Baker.
Hello and welcome to episode 52 of the podcast. Doing something a little bit different on this episode of Artist Empowerment Radio. In fact, I believe this is a first. I'm recording this on my iPhone as I go for a walk in my neighborhood. A little different here. Actually, Darren Rouse, who runs a great website and blog called Pro Blogger, he did a series of audio posts that he referred to, I believe, as walkcasts. So I was inspired by that. I guess I need to give it my own spin. So maybe I'll call it a stroll cast or something like that. Anyway, thought this would be a great opportunity to get a little exercise and also share some thoughts with you. Just last night, I had a chat session with my Berkeley students. You may know that about 3 years ago, I was approached by Berklee College of Music to create an online course for them called Music Marketing 101 and develop that. And I'm also a facilitator of that course. And so we have these weekly chat sessions. And last night there was a student who's around my age. He's in his late 40s. I just turned 50 over the summer. And we were sort of got off on this tangent of lamenting the fact that music has become sort of, I guess, background noise. That's the way we were describing it. We were talking about the good old days when, you know, people would sit down with headphones and listen to full-length albums and really enjoy the, you know, the nuances of the music, especially in a full-length piece. And basically, when there was a theme to the album, I mean, Pink Floyd's The Wall comes to mind as a classic example of that, and it was a bestseller for many decades, maybe probably still is. And I totally get that. I mean, I grew up in the 70s. It was when I went to high school, and I remember either sitting in a room with a stereo or sitting with headphones on and enjoying music and all the details of it. And so we were talking about how that music is not consumed that way. And I think this student actually was quoting Frank Zappa some years ago, who was talking about how music has become background noise and it wasn't as appreciated as it used to be, and how sad that was. And I get that, because I'm, you know, creative people. You, even whether you're a writer, a musician, a filmmaker, an artist, whatever, you want people to appreciate your stuff. And as an author, I would love to know that people are sitting down and devouring every word that I've written and, you know, thinking about it and taking notes and all that stuff. And so I totally get that, how artists want their stuff to be appreciated and great amount of detail as possible. But the truth is, yeah, that consumers are, there probably is a shift away from that album-oriented music package and is now more of a singles-driven thing. But actually, this is nothing new, because prior to the rise of the album in the 60s and 70s, it was a singles-driven music industry back in the 50s and 40s, as from what I understand of music history. So anyway, instead of, there's different ways that you can process this. One is to be bummed out and talk about the glory days and how screwed up things are now. I guess you're going to hear some background noise, perhaps a plane in the background as I talk here. Hopefully it won't be too distracting for you. There's a couple of ways you can process that. The one is the negative way, and what a shame, and boy, if we could only get back to the good old days. Or you could just accept the fact that, you know, technology and consumerism and the way people are buying music is changing, and how can you make the best of it? Is it really such a bad thing that people are buying more singles now, and they're kind of picking and choosing the music that they play and when they want to play it, and creating their own playlists? I mean, I think that's kind of a cool thing. And as an iPod owner and a music consumer myself, I mean, I buy a lot of singles myself, and then you purchase the albums of the artists who you really like enough to want a more of a body of their works. So I guess it's a challenge for us artists to create enough value in the small bits of things that we sell to encourage the connection with the fan that's going to motivate them to buy more of a full-length thing. And so that's not necessarily a bad thing. But another thing, this led me, our discussion last night in the chat session led to me exploring the possibility of, let's just re-examine, and instead of being clinging to this old paradigm, this old model of the album, you know, a band maybe every 2 years gets together and they put together this package of 12 to 15 cohesive songs, you know, on a and they released the album, and there's a big push for it. It's been sort of the cycle for a number of decades now. But is that really the only way to produce music and share it with your fans? So it kind of goes with the philosophy of mine that I've said many times over the years, and that's to question everything you've ever been told about the music business or about whatever creative endeavor you're in, whatever the rules are or what you've been told or what's always been done. You know, don't, I'm not saying that you just throw it out and disregard everything, but don't automatically accept it without some critical examination and asking, well, is this really the best thing for me? And is there a new spin that I can put on it? In fact, there are a ton of bands that are experimenting with new models. I'm catching running out of breath here as I walk and talk. It's a lot easier sitting in my home studio, but I'm going to persist on anyway. But there are a lot of bands experimenting with new models where instead of releasing an album every 1 or 2 years, they instead are releasing a steady stream of singles or EPs, you know, 4-song CDs or packages. And I actually kind of like that because really it's a better way to engage with your fans. If you're constantly creating something and getting something new in front of your fans on a regular basis, I would think it's more fun as an artist. You know, you're always got something new that you're working on and recording and sharing with your fans. And for the fans, it's cool too. It keeps you in on their radars. So that discussion last night in the chat room just sort of opened, was on my mind today, and I wanted to share that with you, that if you're locked into any sort of old model, you know, just ask yourself, is that serving you well? Do you need to stick with that format? Do you really need to bum out that things aren't the way they used to be and try to cling to the past? Or can you evolve and, you know, figure out new ways of creating and sharing your music with your fans? So I hope this provided some food for thought. This is Bob Baker, on my feet and moving around my neighborhood in St. Louis County in Missouri. And I'll talk to you next time on Artist Empowerment Radio.
You're listening to the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Like what you're hearing? For more tips and tools, visit thebuzzfactor.com.